two and three and four together, two, three, and four. Receive us.
We have no man, we have corrupted no man, we have defrauded no man. I seek not to condemn you, for I said before that ye are in our hearts to die and live with you. Great is my boldness of speech towards you, great is my worry of you. I am filled with comfort, I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation.
And that's three verses, and it's two.
Yeah.
So verse number two, the receive us. What does it mean to receive? What's the difference? What's the meaning of receive?
I didn't hear where you told us to go.
Oh, 2 Corinthians 7:2.
Thank you.
Yeah, 7:2, okay. What does it mean to receive you? To receive us. What does receive mean in what sense? Yeah, yes. Tammy.
Accept.
Accept, right? Accept you. Should we receive unbelievers? In what sense would we use receive unbelievers?
Well, as people, we do it.
And as people.
I'm okay.
Thank you. As people. But in a sense, the receiver is never very good. Don't do things, turn us away. Hello, I can see it.
Yeah,
Hi,
Pete's here too. Come on.
And Pete is there too. That's
here,
right.
You can sit here.
Oh, Pastor Wade.
Here, you can sit here.
This says if he wants it together, there's two to together.
Yep.
One says ceremony, one says separate, whatever it's going to be good.
Come on. Here,
no, he's a believer. We can push this over.
He's a believer.
Fine.
Okay.
You have to go all the way to the middle.
I'll sit in the back.
Do you want okay. One of the ceremonies to through your books?
I'll sit over here.
I'm teasing.
Thank you.
Okay, now, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Chapter 7.
Where are we at?
Chapter 7, 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 2. Yeah, verse 2.
7?
Yeah, 7. 7, 2. Oh. All right.
It helps me to function.
Thank you.
Very good.
What verse are we at?
Chapter 7, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 7, 2. Glad to see everybody.
Yes, please.
Appreciate
Thanks.
You coming.
Pete
needs a Are we ready?
Yes, we right are.
2 Corinthians 7, verse 2. Now it says, receive us. We have wronged no man. Now, what does it mean to receive us? If Paul is writing to these Corinthian people,
Accept us?
Accept us, that's right, and talk to us, and don't be separated from us. In the last verse of the previous chapter, it talks about, come out from among them, be separate, says the Lord. See, we don't be separate if we're genuine Christians. We should be received one another, fellowship one with another, and instead of separate, touch not the unclean thing. Don't consider us unclean, but receive us. Now, we have wronged no man. What does it mean not to wrong any man? Well, in what sense? Kick ass?
You mean we've hurt no man?
All right, hurt no man. Haven't stolen anything from him or lied to him or put him out of our house or out of our church.
Or, like you said, we have sinned with no man?
Yeah, that's another thing that we have done. In other words, the not corrupted. Anyway, what does corrupt mean? What would corrupt mean?
Encourage somebody to sin.
Cast? I mean, Trish?
Encourage somebody to sin.
Encourage someone to sin, that's right. Corrupt. Mm. And tell them to read the wrong Bible, that would be corrupt. Some just be corrupt. If someone is encouraged to sin, that would be corrupting someone. And then it says, we have defrauded no man. What does the word defrauded mean? Yes, Trish?
Wronged by deceit.
Wronged by deceit? That's one thing. What else? Yes.
Stolen from them.
Stolen.
And cheated them.
Yes, and what is one area that people defraud people? What one area would be? Take money from them and steal from them. See, they defraud.
Yeah.
Sometimes you use that word, defraud. And so Paul is saying that he's doing all right with these Corinthians. And then in verse number 3, I speak not this to condemn you. What does condemn mean?
To judge.
Judge. What else? Yes.
Find guilty.
Find guilty. should some people be condemned?
Yeah.
Yes. If not doing the things of the right of the Lord in the proper way with his word would be condemning. Mm-hmm. So apparently the Corinthians were doing all right. Paul is not condemning them. That ye are in our hearts. What would it be within our hearts? You are within our hearts.
The inner that? Man?
What is it?
Our hearts is the inner man.
The inner man. And so there's a love for them, some encouragement, some sympathy toward people. So in your heart. In my heart there rings a melody. What's that song? Yeah. Now, what does that mean if you're bringing a melody in your heart? Yes.
How cool it made you joyful.
All right.
And the Lord says that through the Holy Spirit that we should go about in Ephesians,
yes,
singing in our heart and making music in our heart and
right,
verses and things like that. We should do that every day.
Got some more over there, some people?
Elaine and
two people.
And Paul and Nick.
Elaine, Paul and Nick also?
Yes.
Did they wave to them?
I did, but... I don't know if I hear them now, but they don't want to see us, but they just...
No.
Yeah, they see...
They see us. Interact with us directly.
Very good. Wow.
Paul's mic still is not working for some reason. I'm not sure why, Paul. But
Says you're muted. Yeah. Is that you?
Nick, you want to say something? Your mic's off. What? You have something to say?
No, I just turned it on. Thank you. I'm very happy that I made it to take part in this as well. Finally.
Good. That's right. I'm glad you were able to come, Nick, today. We're in chapter 7 of 1st Corinthians.
Yes,
good.
Where's Nick from?
Russia.
From Russia.
But he was here. He was here. How long ago was it, Nick?
Was it 2 years ago, Nick, or?
Praise the
Lord. 16. 16. 4 years ago. 4 years ago.
Welcome, welcome. Yeah. Well, the Pastor Dan's got the thing hooked up there.
And you're going to be able to be coming, thinking back, coming permanently next year sometime, right? That's what they're saying.
I expect next summer I'll be back in Georgia.
Good. That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful.
Very good. Now, we know that song, In My Heart, there rings a melody. See, now, what is the difference between the heart and the head? What's the difference?
Well, one's more academic, more academic, analytical, and the one is more emotional.
That's right.
More.
What does it mean if a person is heartless? What does that mean?
They have no care for anybody but themselves.
Okay, that's what they mean. They may have a heart, but they're not using it.
Right.
And caring and having a concern with other people. So
now, Paul, you had a question, Paul. For some reason, Paul, your mic's still not working. I'm not sure why. So why don't you call on the telephone, Paul, and you make a comment. You can keep connected with your video. Call us on the telephone to make a comment. I'm not sure why it's not... What problem we're having with this.
Our telephone number?
He has it.
Yes, okay.
I think so. So the heart versus
the head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some may be heartless, but others may be headless. And in what sense, what's the difference if someone has no much of a brain? What does that mean?
They don't think before they act.
They think before they act. They're not really thinking people. But as Christians, we ought to be thinking people.
Amen.
And know the Word of God, which we can be taught.
Usually we're able to hear him on this. He's got some saying that's not right on his computer yet.
What can I say? Yes, Paul, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm on the computer. I got my mic on. For whatever reason, I'm not being through. I think you said about Mark or something. He's not doing well. He's cold or
callous. Yes, cold or callous, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Good.
Thank you, Paul. Let's wave to Paul.
Good to see you,
wave
Paul.
To Paul. Okay,
and
thank you.
And Elaine, if you're there.
Okay.
Elaine's there.
Is she there?
I think she's there.
No, I'm going sideways.
All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, now verse number 3.
Pastor,
yes.
I was going to say the Word of God teaches that if we are genuinely believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have the mind of Christ.
Yes, have the mind of
we
Christ.
We can't know the mind of Christ till we know His Word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I can see it better if your hand is over toward that white sheet. Yeah, I can see that better.
Okay,
sorry,
I'll do that next time.
Okay. So, not to get mad. We're in verse 3 still.
Yes.
Sorry. Not to condemn you, but I have said before that we are in our hearts, yet to die and live with you. That's very strong, isn't it? To die and to live, but that's a figure of speech. And what does it mean to die and to live with you? If somebody said that to you, what do they mean? Yes.
That means that they love you, because no greater love is this than a man should lay down his life for a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's how much they love him.
When people are being hurt by others, and you are with them in the hurt, you tell them about it, that you're with them in whatever their difficulty is, join with them. That's important, isn't it? Dying is very important. Dying into living is a strong statement. Here in our hearts. Did it read for yet?
No.
Yes, we've read for it. Truth 3:4, yeah. Now, great is my boldness of speech towards you. What does that mean? What does it mean to have boldness in speech? Boldness in speech. Tammy?
Fearlessness.
Yeah. All right. In other words, what's the opposite of being bold?
Meek. Or being afraid.
Well, maybe ashamed or something. But yes, question.
Timidness.
Timidness. So this is important. Bold of speech. Some people don't say anything. They just look at you. Right?
Yes.
But being with you, they speak up and join you in the things of the Lord, which is very important indeed. Boldness of speech. Great is my glorying of you. What does it mean to glory in someone? It can border on sin, I guess, the glory. But in what sense is good glory? What sense is bad glory? Tammy?
Seems like he's rejoicing for them.
All right. Mm-hmm. Rejoicing, that's right. Being glorifying, glorying in the Lord, and not looking down at them. Right. Filled with comfort. What is comfort? How does he comfort someone? Does that mean comfortable? Mm-hmm. Or is it a different meaning?
Different.
What is... Yes,
to have compassion for somebody.
What is it?
To console somebody.
Yeah, console somebody. Yes, console. Yes, a passionate.
Coming alongside of them and giving them some type of encouragement and comforting words from the scriptures. Maybe sometimes you're comforting them with shared experience.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's people that you're going through, somebody's going through something that you've experienced yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you can understand and have empathy with them and be able to comfort them.
Are some people comfortless? If so, what does it mean? Comfortless.
Unconsolable.
Unconsolable, that's enough. Yeah. And some people, I think, are some that way. Their brains are working, but their heart is not there. So it's sad. A lot of people are comfortless. Some people, most of the people, should be able to be comfort others and to be comforted themselves. It's important that might both be the case. That you are in our hearts to die and live. And 4, boldness of speech. What would that mean to have boldness of speech? What does it take? Yes, Jack.
To be fearless.
Pardon me?
To be fearless.
To be fearless, yeah, to be fearless, boldness. Now, when you are bold in speech and talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Savior and try to urge them to come to Him and be saved, is it always a good reaction that people have?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do they not have a good reaction toward that? You think?
And a lot of those people don't. Well, they don't want to hear it because they like the life they live in, and they think if they receive the Lord, it's going to change, and they don't want to change.
They don't want to change. They're changeless. In the sense of doing right, they want to keep their wickedness, their sinfulness, and not follow the Lord.
Pastor?
Yes.
Sometimes you can only have to get started. I mean, It could be something very small, and they turn off right away. They're turned off.
Yes.
If it's a subject that they know will go down to, you know, either you're a Christian and you have a different view, and
yes,
before you can say anything, they've already turned. Yeah, I don't know. They're fearful of the truth.
That's right. Yeah. Fearful of the truth. Yeah. That's a terrible fear to have, is the truth. Now, Lord Jesus, one of his names is what? 14:6, John. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Very important. See, he's the only one that can come to the Father by the genuine faith in him. Boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. What does that mean, to glory in someone? Could that be taken the wrong way and be a sin? Could it be taken the right way and be right?
Rejoicing.
So there's, you know, somebody's happy when you're with them. That's a glory, and that's a being rejoicing, happy, and content with them. Yes.
Well, in this sense, this was the people that the Apostle Paul poured his life into. He was trying to build them up in the Lord, mm-hmm, and he's seeing that the Lord is doing that work, mm-hmm, through him, mm-hmm, and so he's rejoicing in what God has done in them.
Right. So, is it true that in some people's persons, at least when they're with them, it's not a happy way to be or happy place to be? Is that true? That are some people
that
not too happy to be with you? They're not too happy to be with them. Is it possible? And if so, what kind of people would those be?
Unhappy people.
In other words, are there some people that are what we call stinkers? And what's that? Are some people not? Some people do not want to be with unpleasant people. People you can't stand. Are that true? There's some.
Yeah.
What kind of people are those?
Annoying.
Anna.
Well, it could vary from person to person. Like, so if someone is more of a deep thinker, then perhaps they're annoyed by
deep stinkers.
Well, no, but
all right.
They might be annoyed by people who just want to jump into everything without thinking. Whereas, mm-hmm, the people that are just trying to enjoy everything around them, they're just jumping in because they find it so fascinating. They're annoyed that the thinker is spending so much time thinking.
All right. Is it difficult sometimes to really use your mind and think about situations? Is it always easy to think?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Sometimes it's counterproductive.
Sometimes counterproductive.
You think too much and you don't let, you know, like God work things out. What happens is sometimes you end up going crazy. You know,
going crazy, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, our glory, I'm filled with comfort, I'm exceeding joyful in all our tribulations. Is that easy or difficult to be joyful in tribulation?
Not that easy, but it's possible. With God, all things are possible.
Right? With God, all things are possible. He can keep you, even in your troubles, difficulties, sadness, mm-hmm, and grief. Now, do we read 5 yet?
No.
Let's read 5, 6, and 7 together. For when we are come unto Macedonia, our flesh has no rest, but we were troubled on every side, without our fighting, within our fears. Nevertheless, God, the comfort of those who are
bent down,
comforted us by the coming of Titus. And our fighting come only,
but by the unbelief wherewith we are comforted in you. When he told us your earnest desire, your warm, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice the more.
All right, so that's verse 5. When we were come into Macedonia. Where is Macedonia?
It's in northern Greece.
Northern Greece, all right. And he came there visiting and came to Macedonia. Our flesh had no rest. What does that mean?
Always working.
Pardon me?
Always busy working or...
Busy working, kind of, right. Sometimes they're restless, they can't sleep, they can't... But in this case, they were busy probably, no rest. They were not...
And they kind of...
Folks, Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Dan.
So Macedonia is the green part on that map.
Oh, the green part of the map is Macedonia, all right? Right.
And Corinth is the part where it's between the Peloponnese and Central Greece, which is that little strip of water. It's in southern. There. It's in southern. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
And that's still is that modern day Greece still? Corinth? That would be modern day Greece. That would be.
Macedonia and Greece are two separate.
All right. Now, when Paul had no rest, does that mean he was busy? Is that what I mean? He was busy. Is it the same as restless?
No.
See, restless is not doing too much but had no rest. Busyness, the opposite.
It's a busyness of spirit. Your spirit can't rest.
All right. Spirit can't rest. Mm-hmm. And you're doing work. And some people can't rest and sleep. But is that what this means, you think?
No.
It's you're busy rather than doing nothing. Yes.
As the very next couple of words say, it's he's troubled on every side. There's always something going on he had to deal with.
All right. Trouble on every side. Mm. Paul was not without enemies, was he? He had many enemies in his ministry. Without fightings, then fears. So there was an inner part of himself and outer part. What are the two different parts in our lives? Within and without, what does that mean? We have some things that are personal that we have difficulties with, and within and without, there's some people that trouble us and are against us and fight against us and talk against us. Without and within. some people have no trouble at all because they're just sort of sleeping and not interested in anything. These are two different opposites. Within fightings, without fears. What is there? People have fightings within. What are some of the fightings that people do have within?
Political, or sometimes there's political fighting.
Political fighting, it could be. Individual thoughts about other people that they don't agree with. It could be within. You don't really bring up your differences that you have with other people, but sometimes the fightings are without, and you do bring them up, and you discuss these things and battle a little bit. But fears, all right? Fears within as well. Did you read 6 already?
Yeah.
5, 6, and 7. Nevertheless, what does that conjunction mean? What does nevertheless mean? Yeah, Tammy?
In spite of all this.
In spite of all this. Regardless of what's going on, inside, outside, here or there, yonder. Nevertheless, God, what does the purpose of God in verse number 6. What does it say about him? God, yes, Cass.
Well, he comforts those that are down.
That's right.
You know, sometimes you have a lot of burdens and hurts, and
yes.
In spite of all that, he helps us.
Can people always comfort you when you're down?
No.
Why can God comfort you and people are unable to comfort you?
Because God knows us perfectly.
He knows us perfectly. He knows Isaiah.
I was going to say that too.
I saw
God
that hand by that white door.
God has the body's perfect love, so yes. People aren't perfect.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
It's when you have enough problems, do some people not have adequate help to help other people's problems? That takes an extra bit of help, isn't it? You can say, fight your own problems and be comfortable, but other people, you just want to get involved, don't want to get involved because it's too much. But if you don't have any of your own problems, it's very easy to help other people with their problems. Yes, Andrea.
The word says that there's wisdom in the wisdom in the counseling. Oh, wait a minute, I just lost
wisdom
it.
In many
wisdom
counseling.
In many counselors. So you can go to different people, and God can bring people and might say something that's in accordance with what you're going through. But the greatest comforter, of course, is the Holy Spirit. But God Almighty, is the great. He is the great counselor. So He's the best one.
Yes.
Even though there is wisdom in the counsel of many.
I'm not sure that anyone can honestly say they have no problems.
If they have no problems, then they are probably dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they say they have no problem. There's one problem right there. They're a liar.
But there's some that have fewer problems than others.
Yeah, there are.
True.
That's true.
Answer that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Yeah.
This is one of my verses I always think of. I've just lost it because I want to say it. Man's days are few and full of trouble. So
yes.
Tammy's right.
Yes.
There's nobody that can say they don't have any kind of issues.
Mm-hmm. But then the trouble Israel. Remember that phrase sometimes in the scriptures. People that are troubling of Israel. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Because some people trouble other people.
Yeah.
Why do they trouble other people? Do they always know they're troubling other people? Do they always know?
I don't think they always know, but they sort of have a troubled personality.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, some people have dysfunctions where they actually enjoy upsetting other people.
Yes.
It's the truth.
That gives great happiness.
Sick. They need Jesus.
Stir them up and so on.
But he looks down. This is what it is.
About the trouble. I memorized that verse, that Psalm 90, verse 10, about trouble, about how many days you have. The days of your years are 3, 4, 10.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And by reason of strength, it's 4. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I could never see, and then it says, but I could never get that. But when I studied really hard at it, it says in there, but yet troubles and sorrow. So no matter, and I was wondering why I had troubles. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, you shouldn't have troubles. You should be able to cope with your troubles. But in spite of that, God says right there that even though we live, we're going to have trouble.
Yes.
So it made me realize that, okay, you know, I can just live with trouble. Mm-hmm. And it's made it a lot easier because mm-hmm. I know I'm going to have it.
Right. Mm-hmm. God's perfect peace will help us with our troubles. And some people say they have no trouble, but that's the greatest trouble of all. That's John says, become a liar. Yes,
Florida's joined us.
Pardon me?
Somebody from Florida's joined us.
Oh, really?
Oh, Florida.
Hi, Florida.
Okay.
It's
just
a D. See the D up there?
D.
Oh, yeah, the D.
Oh, you're one of your 5 Ds for Florida.
Oh, that's so. Very good.
Oh, it's
Diane?
Yes.
That's way to Diane.
Yes.
Your daughter,
Diane.
Diane.
That's
very cool. Good. So, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. The Bible study that Anna had said that, you know, we always have the world, the flesh, and the devil. So, mm-hmm. when you have the world, the flesh, and the devil, you know you're going to have problems and troubles and that
yes.
sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes.
So,
Pastor?
Yes.
Not to bring it up your work, but I don't want to make you feel bad, but, you know, such a good woman she was. And
yes.
with all her life, she still ended up with trouble.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Being my wife, I mean.
Yes,
yeah,
Yvonne, Bonnie.
Yes, Bonnie. She's
all the trouble she had.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
God got her through it. She got through it.
Yes, she got through it.
It wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't. It was very good to have her with us, and she's a good singer and always.
Yes.
The
yes.
discussion. I still listen to the discussions of the old ones. She still talks up, and we appreciate
yes.
that even though she's not here. With the internet keeps her here. And, plays a piano and sings and does other things. So, hey, we do the same, we comfort other people.
Amen.
So without notice in verse number 5, our flesh had no rest, we're troubled on every side, we're then fightings without fears. What do those two distances mean, within and without? Yes, is that a hand back there? Oh, I saw her hand, but
I'm scratching my
okay,
hand,
okay.
I'm sorry.
What does that mean? Within fightings?
One is internal and one's external.
Mm-hmm. All right. Trouble on every side.
Mm-hmm.
Do people always or ever see our troubles?
No.
No. If they're outside, they can see, but inside, they could. Sometimes they can't even see their own troubles inside. Yes, Tammy.
Well, sometimes even if they're outside, they don't always see them.
Right.
Because
yeah.
you may not always be with that person, so they may never know. So.
Is it wise to let people see our troubles, or is it unwise to let people see our troubles?
Depends on who it is, but it's typically, it depends on the situation. I would say it's more wise not to.
All right. They have enough of their own troubles.
Yeah, and I don't think it's wise to wear your heart on your sleeve.
All right.
I know for years I've done that. I don't know if I still do, but God help me if I do. But sometimes if you don't share some of your troubles, people don't think you're human or you have any troubles.
Yeah, that's true.
And you definitely, everyone does.
Are some people inhuman?
No.
In a sense?
They can act.
They can't be inhuman, but that's not the child.
To expand on what Tammy was saying, we're, you know, what the, I forgot what was said, but anyway, we can have troubles. We are also supposed to, we are told as born again Christians to share things with one another so we can pray for one another.
Yes.
But, and that's when that said, we shouldn't wear them on our sleeve, you know, either.
Yeah, because that's not a good witness.
Right. Some people go moping around, woe is me, all the time.
Yes.
Right.
It's a lack of faith in God.
Yes.
Well, like Tammy was saying, or somebody, certain, or John, if you have troubles and you never ask anybody to pray with you or share it with them, I mean, you could just bottle up inside. So there's a certain degree. I guess it's like you can't do it all the time. But if you have something, a real burden, you should find a partner that you can pray with and share. I know I've never failed to be lifted up after I pray with somebody. You know, so I think it helps.
Yes, Hannah.
A lot of people, if they try and bottle things up, it's not good because they haven't been able to process or move through what they're feeling, and so then it's like bottling up, and it's just, and then it just blows up one day.
But in verse number 6, the answer to all these problems are who is who?
God.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What are some of his dimensions in possessions that he has that we don't have? Pastor Dan?
He's eternal.
Eternal? What's that?
Omnipresent, omniscient.
Omnipresent, omniscient.
I was just going to say he's faithful.
Faithful.
Well, he's even omniscient. Even when we're not faithful to him,
yes.
He's faithful to us.
That's right. Yes. Anna?
He's holy.
He's holy. Peaceful, righteous, just. All these things. Yes.
He's omnipotent.
Omnipotent.
Nothing's too hard for him. It may be too hard for us to comfort somebody, but God, it's not hard at all.
He can peacefully comfort. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down. What does it mean to be cast down?
I'm so hard pressed that because if they can't get up.
Hard pressed and can't get up, Tammy?
Discouraged.
Discouraged. All right. Is it humanly possible to be without comfort or without need of some sort of comfort?
No.
So there's always something we need comfort about. Is that always vocal? Do we always tell people about that?
No.
No, it's just quiet. You're quiet. And when people do talk about their troubles only, sometimes it gets on our minds, but we've got trouble, so let's face it. And we can try to help for people, but sometimes we can't. It's without we don't have the ability to do that. But God is always able to comfort us. Where do we find comfort with God? Where is that found? That's Antoinette and John.
In His Word, but I think Cass was
at
her hand.
Okay, so Cass and John.
And prayer and the Word.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
So the scriptures are very clear. God can comfort. It says very clearly, God who comforted those.
Oh, that's Ellie.
Oh, the word's over here. Okay.
He's having trouble with this microphone in his house.
Yes, Paul, go right ahead.
Yes. You can also find comfort in God's Word, the Bible.
The scriptures. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Paul. Well, let's wave the ball out there. Thank you very much. Yes. So that's verses 5?
6.
Oh, 6. Comfort of those that are cast down. What does cast down imply? Cast down.
They could have had a really bad experience. They could have become disabled or maybe even, you know, fallen ill.
Yes.
So many things. Today.
Lots of things can cast us down, and not only we need to be lifted up. Yeah, Hannah.
there would be like an emotional cast down
mm-hmm.
as well.
All right. Just,
like they planned to finish writing their paper
mm-hmm.
by the end of May, but now they didn't do that, so they have to spend more months finishing their paper.
That's right. You know something about finishing paper? Do you? Working on a master's degree?
Yeah, that's good. Yes.
Yeah.
Shout hallelujah when you're done.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well,
definitely. Amen. And Mom will too.
Yes. Cover those that are cast down. Covered by the coming of Titus. Now, some people can comfort, but it's also true that other people can bring discomfort. Mm-hmm. What are the discomforters? How do they train for that discomfortness? Well, do they have to train?
Wait, who?
Do they have to train to be discomforting?
No.
No.
That's human nature.
Human nature.
Depraved, all of us.
But when they discomfort people, do you think they're sort of happy at it? Happy doing it?
Some are.
I hope you and I are not happy in discomforting people, but some people seem to be very, very happy. Make us happy. This happy. Happy. They're happy. Us making us this happy. What about
some people are not happy. Unhappy. They're making you miserable.
What's that?
Unhappy.
Or slap happy. It's nothing. All right. So that's in chapter 6.
No.
Slap happy. Now, coming of Titus. Why would the coming of Titus bring anybody happy? Would the coming of someone else bring you happy? Anna.
Titus was a beloved brother, and they were glad to see him again.
That's right. And we're glad to see you people here, by the way. You got extra people. People used to not come and be here, but you're here today. Thank you for coming. We're glad for those people on that chart back there. What do you call that, Dan?
Go to meeting.
Yes. Go to meeting. We're glad for them to be there, too. Sorry about that D that Diane had down there.
Maybe five.
Now, Diane, is that D for Diane?
Yes, for Diane.
Well, she can't come out.
She can, but she doesn't want to be.
Well, good. Hi, honey. That's our Diane, our daughter. The only daughter we have. Good. I hear you. Thank you for talking. Anything you want to say, honey? Anything else?
Very good. Keep going.
Okay. Okay.
Continue on.
All right. So, respect. God comforts all those. There's no question about mm-hmm. that. And comforts those that are cast down. Do we ever define what cast down means?
Mm-hmm.
What,
yeah,
we talked about it. Come on.
All right. Is there specific things that cast down people?
Trouble.
All kinds of trouble that would cast us down. But God is able to lift us up.
Amen.
Come from those, the coming of Titus. And then, did we read 7 yet?
Yeah.
We read 7. We didn't talk about it yet.
Didn't talk about it. And not by his coming only, by the consolation. So, can you come without any consolation being with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just come here. You people are here in our church this evening, this afternoon. And you can bring consolation by what you say, what you don't say. Different things you're attaining.
Yes, sometimes people can come and not say anything and be a comfort.
Yes, that's right. I'm very good. And people can be disappearing, even that you can't even see them, like Diana, that glass over there,
she's here.
But she's here.
Or she's kind
of here. She's
with us in spirit.
She's in spirit, and she can hear what we say.
It's
what
via internet.
What is that? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Pastor Diana's going to be using for the Dean Bergen Society this year, because we can't meet in a church all together, but we'll be meeting with this school meeting. That's what we're going
to
use.
That's why it's important that I sent you a link to some people today, so it would be nice if they would help us learn to get through the problems. So that we have to have a PBS meeting. We have
a whole lot.
Big Seer. Hi, honey. Yeah. Is that he right there?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There she is.
With the red dress.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Why did she come on? Did you want to
just study?
She just
studies him on the bottom.
You can either have the camera on or off.
Oh, good. Well,
and set it on or off.
Mm-hmm. Glad to have her back.
Nice.
Thank you. So that's in, mm-hmm. that's in verse, I would finish with 7. On 7. Coming only with the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you. What does consolation mean?
comforting action. Comforting action.
Comforting action, all right. Comforted in you. So can some people be comforted in others, and other people cannot be comforted in others? Yeah. In this case, he was comforted in you. That'd be Titus, right? Mm-hmm. When he told us your earnest desire. What does earnest desire mean in a good sense, not a bad sense? What does that mean? What does that mean? Earnest desire. Mm-hmm. Nobody seems to want to answer that one. Okay. So,
earnest is the intensity, a very intense desire that they have. Very, very, very intense.
All right. And when he, that is Titus, told us of your intense desire and your mourning, what do you think they were mourning about? Should we tell others if we have a mournful spirit? Does that help us sometimes with the right people?
Yeah.
Some people are the wrong people, it doesn't cover us too much either. Yeah. But, yes, Tammy.
You think this could go back to verse 2 where it seems like maybe they had accused him of wrongdoing and somehow doing them wrong or corrupting them or defrauding them or something.
Yes.
And maybe they're mourning about it now because they realize they were wrong about it.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference between mourning and mourning, spelling and spelling.
Yes.
But notice mourning, your fervent mind. What does fervent mind mean? Is it good or bad?
Good.
It's good. If it's a spiritually good type of thing, the mourning mind. This is an important thing to have. Was that in verse 7, is it? Or verse 8?
7,
yeah. Earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind. What is a fervent mind as opposed to an infervent or sort of a lackluster mind?
It's a very active mind, right, that's focused on, in this case, it would be focused on the Lord.
Mm-hmm. So, Titus apparently was a good man to help. A good example, helping them in what they need comfort in, and what they need comfort in. And says, he told us your earnest desire. Well, these people at Corinth had an earnest desire, and Titus was helping them. What they needed to be helped on toward me. So you see, apparently, Paul had a need for some comfort, and certainly Titus helped. And see, rejoice in that. Now, do people always rejoice in that which is good for them? Or are they just quiet?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
They're just quiet. Should they rejoice when they have things the Lord brings to them? It's helpful.
Yes.
Always be helpful. Always help. Now, did we read 8?
Yeah.
No. Let's read 8, 9, and 10 together. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent,
for I have received the same epistle that made
me sorry, but for a short
season.
Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed through your repentance, for you were made sorry, and a godly man. That she makes you sick and your godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. All those three? Okay, verse 9. Though I made you sorry with the letter. Sometimes the letters make some people sorry. Sometimes
selectively referring to the letter he wrote to them, either 1 Corinthians or one of the epistles he wrote to them.
What kind of letter did Paul write? That's what we call that letter.
Epistle.
Why did he write them? Yes.
He wrote to correct them.
Is it pleasant when people write us to correct us?
No.
Do we always like it?
No.
Should we like to be corrected? If we need to be?
Well, yeah.
Yes, Anna.
True. And I suppose it depends on how the correction is done.
Well,
if somebody says, you're an idiot, you mistyped this word, you put T-H-E I-R instead of T-H-E-R-E, and you're an idiot because you mistyped it. That doesn't seem to be very helpful.
Yes. Well, when people make a mistake and someone writes them incorrect in a proper manner, what normally is their reaction and what should might be their reaction?
Using that same example, I had a student teacher that gave me a tip of how to get those theirs correct, and so I got it correct now. Mm-hmm. So I would occasionally get it mixed up. This is some student teacher a few years back.
Did you say theirs?
There, you know, there's three theirs.
T-H-E-R-E, T-H-Y,
apostrophe R-E, possessive, pronoun, and whatever. But she did it the right way.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Paul the Apostle, I'm sure, was told by the Lord that these people at Corinth needed some correction. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote them, guided by the Spirit of God. And he said, I'm very sorry if it offended you, but if they needed it, they needed it, I guess. They should be happy that they got their correction. Now, there are a lot of sins over there in Corinth. What are some of them?
Adultery
was there, Tanya?
It was the kind of fornication that is not spoken of by the world, that a man should have his father's wife.
His father's wife.
So it must have been illegal even at the time.
So he was intent on being the one that would help them to correct whatever sins that they had. It's not always easy, because once you try to correct somebody, sometimes are they anger at you? Sometimes they can be. And sometimes when I try to correct somebody, it's none of our business and we should shut up. But we're always, not always perfect. We're not, never perfect. We're imperfect, but when we try to help, sometimes it's helpless.
One of the other sins we just looked at a couple days ago in class in First Corinthians, was that they were taking brother to court.
Yes.
So maybe it was even that very situation that they were taking to court.
Right. Do people like to be corrected?
No.
No.
Should they like to be corrected if it's proper correction? They're not too loud on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
If they realize that it's to their benefit, then sometimes they'll be allowed to be corrected more than once. If they realize the first time.
That's right, Tammy and then Pastor Dan.
I'm sorry, I see two Dianes. Yeah, I see Diane D.
Oh,
and
yes.
I see a picture of Diane, so I'm confused.
Glad you're there.
You have two connections. It's okay. It's okay.
You got connected. Okay. Thank you very much, honey. She's there. That's good.
I don't know what I was going to say now, but it doesn't matter.
What was my question? I forget the question.
About correction. I have an example. I don't have the. Maybe someone could correct me on some of these details, but there was a situation when there's a ship that's traveling in the ocean, and it's dark out, and he sees this light out someplace, and he sees that, he says, please, and he gets a radio signal, and he says, please, 3 degrees to the south. And the guy, the boy says, oh, well, I'm this big ranking military brass guy, you move 3 degrees to the south, I'm the commander of this big, huge military ship. And the response back, well, I'm just a little low lieutenant, whatever, we'll even lower than that, sergeant or so-and-so, I'm in charge of the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And so the lighthouse can't move.
Right.
You know, so even though he was very humble position of being the lighthouse operator, he still was needed to have, he was trying to direct that ship away from where the lighthouse was.
Right. Having a crash and a serious problem.
You changed your course.
It was kind of back and forth for a while.
It was probably back and forth quicker than that, longer than that. Anna knows the details better than I'm sure.
Not really. But the idea was like the ship and the lighthouse were going back and forth saying, You change your course. And then the ship was like, I'm this big naval vessel. You should be the one to change your course. And then, well, I'm not that important, but this is the lighthouse.
Where did you hear all this?
I don't know. I know it too.
Oh, is that right?
Maybe it was a story.
Maybe you preached
that.
Maybe
it was a DVD.
Maybe. Cass, and then
I just want to say a quick story here, and I won't take long. My husband was about to do what you're supposed to tell people, and they were in this big tank heat shooting the Germans, and there was a lieutenant. It was just a lieutenant, and all the rest were what they call the other kind of men. Enlisted.
Yeah.
And they saw a German tanker coming their way, and the guys and you know the gunners and all were saying, "We got to get out." And the lieutenant kept saying, "Oh wait, get a little closer, get a little closer." And finally, the young guy said, "Get out!" And then they started to really tell them. And if they hadn't gotten out, they would have blown to pieces. Yeah. There was a lot of the men did get hurt. My husband got a shot in the face, but sometimes you have to just go. In certain cases, just do it.
Yes.
So that's a story about Memorial Day weekend.
And for that, go ahead. That's a story.
I just wanted to know where the lighthouse was located.
Barnegat Bay?
No, I don't know.
We're not sure.
Oh, is this like a lighthouse story?
It's
true. I don't know where. I don't know where I heard it first, but.
Well, no, to answer that thing, that bell means it's 1 hour. We always stop an hour. But wind up. Okay. You had something to say after that?
Oh, yeah. I just got my question answered. I was curious where this particular lighthouse was located. But Tammy and Anna said that it was from a story or something.
I mean, I think it's true, but I don't know the details.
Yeah,
I know it applied to any lighthouse, really.
It would apply to any lighthouse, and there's a lot in New Jersey.
Yeah. There sure are.
Any other comments or questions before we close?
I just wanted to say thank you for all your prayers for my sister.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Back home, she's recovering slowly, and the other day she did walk.
Oh, great.
A few steps with her little walker and her daughter and her husband. So we were happy to hear that. She's getting a lot better every day.
Glad to have her with you also. And other closing comments do I have? Yes, Cass.
In all this pandemic and the kids being home and everything, one of my children's child, started to read the Bible. After about 2 or 3 weeks, she didn't know he was reading it, but he told her he was reading it. And one day he came to her just recently and said, "Mom, would you please give me a bigger Bible? I'm going to read my Bible." And he started in Matthew, and he read 5 chapters so far that night that he told her. So.
That's
you never know what the Lord is going to do.
Right.
That's
very, makes me really happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any other comments before we close?
What'd you say?
What's his name? What's your nephew's name?
I don't like to tell everybody in her business.
Sure.
Yeah, but it was one of Julie's children.
Good.
That's great.
Any other comments before we close?
Well, we're starting to open up again in the States little by little.
Oh,
I've been working now for the last 5 days.
Really? In Toyota?
Yeah.
Toyota. That's wonderful.
God says that we have to work, so working is better than staying home.
Yes, I'm glad
for that. That's for sure.
You got any other comments before we close? Okay, Pat.